Well, we could have a farm bill by the end of this week. On Tuesday, the Senate is expected to vote on the legislation. And even though there are some key senators saying they'll vote against it, John Kappas does feel the legislation will get through.
Our optimism is even higher in the Senate after passing it twice and knowing the chairwoman who will be working very, very hard to get this through. I think those votes are in pretty good shape. And at that point, I'm confident that the president will sign it. I mean, we'll see a farm bill and we'll see 5 years of this.
Now, the main feature of the new farm bill dairy title is the Dairy Producer Margin Protection Program. And Karen Gefford explains just how it will work.
Our new dairy plan provides a margin insurance program that runs anywhere from $4 margin to $8 margin. A producer can opt in or out at the beginning of the life of the farm bill, and then they can change that margin insurance rate. Those are at 50-cent increments once a year. So that's kind of the basis of it. There is a different premium level for any milk produced that's 4 million pounds or under, and then there's a different premium level, a higher premium rate, for anything that exceeds any production above 4 million pounds. And a producer can choose how much of their base they're choosing to insure.
Well, if you're wondering about grain prices, it looks like they could even be lower than they stand now. Grain market analyst Elaine Cubb says soybean prices are likely to drop in the weeks ahead due largely to large crops coming out of South America.
I think we're in this time of year where you could wake up any morning and hear that China's canceled some more sales. So the natural direction for U.S. soybeans the next couple of months is going to be lower, I feel. So I think there's some bearish things to worry about for old crop soybeans. And the new crop markets, I'm sure you've seen, are really sideways and really having a hard time getting any sort of traction. So I think we're just in one of those years when we're going back to the traditional style of markets.
And when it comes to corn, well, more analysts now are saying that we could possibly drop below $4 a bushel prices.
As we look at the first half of the year, probably are going to range from essentially 410 to 420 as a low to a high of 475 to 490. And the potential to reach back down to 360 to 375 in late summer and fall of 2014 is the expectation.
Well, looking at where we stand on the dairy front, January was a good month for cheese as blocks finished the month at $2.36 a pound, barrels at $2.32, class 3 prices January $21.12, February at $23.10, and March at $21.42. Board of Trade, March corn $4.34 1/2 cents per bushel, May at $4.40, beans for March $12.83 3/4 cents, May $12.69 1/4 cents, with March wheat at $5.55 1/4 cents per bushel. Looking locally at Heartland Cooperative Services in Dorchester, Feb corn $4.25, the beans $12.27, and the wheat $5.94. ADM Wisconsin and Stevens Point, there we have Feb corn at $4.16, beans $12.28, and the wheat at $5.11. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, $84 to $98, a top at $1.04. Most of the slaughter cows, $64 to $83. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, $112 to $126. Holstein steers, $106 to $114. Replacement bull calves, $125 to $220. Heifer calves, $60 to $165. Barrels and gilts, $65 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, $30 to $50. And feeder and market lambs, $170 and down. And that is your agricultural update. For the latest ag information and prices, just go to wsau.com/agriculture. And that's your morning ag update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.